Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
Oh, I can see Cindy Adams throwing her bra at Tom Jones. I got to tell you, I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago filming the movie Gemini Lounge. You guys know that I missed a whole week of work here. But it was a surreal and wonderful experience, and working on the set with real actors. And it's going to be a big-time movie coming out maybe November of this year. And while I was in Los Angeles, my friend Corey Zelnick sent me a text. And on the text was the Cindy Adams column that morning back here in New York in the New York Post. And it was a story about me. It said, "Mornings with Sid." And, of course, she mentioned Bernard in the show, but it was basically a story about me. And of all the things I've done in my career, all of them, movies, TV shows, number one radio shows, interviewing presidents, celebrities, all these things, for some reason, being in Cindy Adams' column felt like I finally made it. I really mean that. She's not going to believe it. Do you believe that, Cindy? You think I'm buttering you up?
No. I actually believe it, because why not? The fact that I come down this low to be on with you, why the hell not? You know what I mean? I love being on with you. I mean, you're great. I always talk about you. Even last night at a party, someone admired my red silk dress and asked where I got it. I told them right away, it's a Sid Rosenberg. I mean, I always talk about you.
You are brilliant. I was honored to be a guest on your radio show, too, a couple of months ago. And they replayed it a couple of times, and I came back and listened. And you clearly did your homework, because the truth is, 6 months ago, you couldn't pick me out of a lineup. And you seem to know everything. Not that you're interested. You just did your homework.
So I knew about you. Of course, everybody knows about you. And because of you, I have a problem with the station. John Catsimatidis, the owner, will not give me a raise because he says, you make so much money. Is it true that your Social Security number is unlisted? That's what I want to know. I want to know that, because you're doing so well. You're making a big joke about me, but the point is, you really are terrific. You're the number one on the station.
Oh,
and I actually hate it.
I know you do. I know it pains you to say that, but I will say this. There was a big ratings party last week, and it was at Jack's Place, Empire Steakhouse, and all these dignitaries showed up, Bill O'Reilly and John Catsimatidis and Chad Lopez, and I was told I was not there. I was told that you stole the whole show, that you were the best and the funniest. And I said, I wasn't there, but I believe that. Is that true?
What's true is I left before I was even introduced. So I don't know where the hell your information is. All I know is Sunday, 1 o'clock on this station, I am talking about comedy.
Oh,
not
God.
Yours. But everybody is so sensitive. You cannot make jokes anymore. I don't know how you get away with it, Sid, because I'm talking on the air Sunday with comedian Judy Gold and Caroline Hirsch.
Love her.
Who owns Caroline's Comedy Club.
Yep.
But the point is, there is no humor. We're not allowed to do it anymore. I don't know how you get away with it. Possibly nobody listens to you. But other than that, why is that? What is happening to comedy?
Well, really, it's the exact opposite. We're number one in the city with a rating of a 6.0. And the reason why I get away with it is just that. Because at the end of the day, Cindy, I co-host the number one rated show. I am responsible for about 80% of the advertising on my own radio show. So who cares what I say?
Well, I don't know that. I understand that. But I think everybody today is very sensitive. You can't talk about anybody being fat or white or green, or a Hungarian with one leg is going to want to have his movies. What is happening? I don't know how you get away with the dreck that you do. That's what.
Well, listen, I just don't care. The truth is I don't care because I do call people fat. I call out people if they're not funny. I call out people if they say stupid things. And I've always been that way since a little boy in Brooklyn. That's never going to change. That's me. If you don't want that, then hire somebody else. But when I listen to your show on Sunday, Cindy, it doesn't sound like, my love, and I say that with all sincerity, it doesn't sound like, my love, you're scared at all. You seem to be fearless.
I'm not scared because I've been around so long, for God's sake. I knew Abraham Lincoln personally. So I'm not scared. I'm like you. I'm not scared. I know where I am. I know what I'm doing. But I do feel that there's a lot of unhappiness around me, and it's difficult to pierce through. You don't seem to find that because of the whatever the hell it is you do up here. but you have to be careful. Thanks for letting me go on. Thanks for letting me come on. I don't know why you don't have me on all the time every day.
Cindy, I'm not kidding you. I go to them. I go, give me more Cindy Adams. And she's like, well, they're like, she's busy, and Chad Lopez is taking a shower in her back bedroom right now, and you know, what's his name is coming over, Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know. You seem to be involved with a lot of people, Cindy. You're not quiet.
No, I'm not quiet because I have to write the column, and that's why. But if you were to buy me dinner twice a week and give me another $30, you could have me as a personal thing. It's very easy to get me. That's all.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: if I was to say to you, Cindy, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, I'm picking you up at your palatial penthouse, which is worth like $5 million. God bless you.
Five? That's my maintenance. What kind of five? Go ahead. Yeah, what was it?
Well, your $10 million penthouse. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. We are going to Cindy Adams' favorite restaurant. What restaurant would that be?
Well, at the moment, because of COVID, I don't go to a great many places. One of them is that I go to is Milos, M-I-L-O-S. It's the fish restaurant on 55th between 6th and 7th, because I can't go to too many places. I don't feel that secure.
Okay.
That's why I don't mind talking to you, because there's nobody else around you. That's the only reason. Who the hell wants to get close to you? I'm doing this because I'm stuck. I'm on the same station. Otherwise, when I talk to my dog first.
Well, here's the deal. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I'm picking you up. We're going to Milo's. Wear something sexy. Will you do that for me?
Which Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
I can't do it next Tuesday, but how about the Tuesday after? How about the 30th? Wait a minute. Tuesday is what? Do you have a calendar? Because
I think Tuesday's the 31st, I think. The next Tuesday.
Well, what happened to the 24th? Where?
That's tomorrow.
What calendar are you looking at?
I don't know. The 24th is this Tuesday. You said you can't do it this Tuesday. You're busy.
I'll force myself.
Oh, so you want to do it this Tuesday?
You want to do it this Tuesday?
Yes, I'll text you.
Are you buying? I want to make sure. Are you buying?
Absolutely not.
Because I'm a widow. I'm a widow and an orphan. I can't do that.
We'll discuss that at dinner,
okay,
but I will confirm on Monday.
I love you more.
Thank you.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Bye.
We'll see you then. Take care. There she is, folks. God, I love her. I really do. She is the most adorable person ever. Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock, she is the great Cindy Adams.